Well, pull up a chair because you might just learn something in the next few minutes. We like to do that from time to time. Tom Colson is the owner of Liberty Coin. Liberty Coin service is available nationwide, and it's also based in Michigan. Michigan's largest rare coins and precious metal dealer is Liberty Coins. And we're going to do something a little bit different today with Tom. Oftentimes, you send coins to us, and we say, well, this is what it is. But today, we're going to have a little bit of an education, because if you have some things in your drawer, you don't know what they are, or you're out and about and you don't know what to look for, Tom says, here are some things you can look for. Tom, first of all, good to see you as always.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Always great to have you. And Ivy suggested, you know, we should let Tom, who is a wealth of information, share some of his knowledge so that the listeners can understand better what are some of the things that are out there that are floating around that maybe you have available at your store or people could look for out there in the world that would help them out. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I think I'd like to mention we've got over 2,000 coins for sale on our website. If you're interested in looking at that sort of thing, go check it out because there's a lot of fun stuff on there, as you'll see some of the examples here. A lot of things start as cheap as $10, and most things are under $1,000, and many things in between, and just a wide variety of really interesting stuff for you to look at.
The first one that I see here, I mean, I'm not sure how old. It looks like a Roman coin to me. I'm looking at what you sent through, and what do you call this, a denarius?
Yep, that's a silver denarius of Julius Caesar. It was actually issued during Julius Caesar's lifetime, a lot of people don't know that the Roman and other ancient coins are available to collect, and we actually see a number of them coming into our store and available, and we do have a number of them for sale, and a lot of them are very reasonably priced.
What would such a thing,
as I mentioned this,
yeah, what would such a thing be worth?
This one sells for about $1,100, but they run the range in price all over. You could get them as cheaply as $50 or $100 a lot of times for more common issues, and even more expensive, obviously, than this piece.
Sure, you can get it.
But
really rare
I just
stuff.
Love the artwork there. For something that's 2,000 years old, to look at that and see that, look at the technical ability of the die makers at the time.
Let me ask you something about this. The way that we mint coins today, bam, you know, slam, and it, was it the process similar in the time of Caesar as it is today, or has it changed dramatically?
The actual process of hammering out the coin was similar, but it was done manually. Basically, they would hammer the coin with actual physical labor rather than using machinery.
All right. The next thing we have here is a 1926 SS, meaning it was minted in San Francisco. It's an
Correct.
Oregon Trail commemorative half dollar. What does that mean?
Well, the United States Mint has issued a wide range of items that commemorate different historic events in our nation's history. This one was issued for the westward expansion of the Oregon Trail, and actually a series of coins that they made for 13 years. This particular coin, because of its design, is considered to be one of the most beautiful coins that the United States Mint ever made. It's got the Conestoga wagon advancing on one side, as the settlers might have been doing. And then on the other side, it's got the map of the United States with the Indian. Just a beautiful design.
It is. What's it worth?
This one sells for around $250. And again, this is another broad area of collecting where there's so many different designs and topics, and you can buy coins like this for between maybe $100 and $1,000 in a lot of cases, and have a lot of fun doing it.
It's a silver coin, so it's going to have the silver value as well in there because it's a silver coin, correct? From
1920s, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
I want to move on to the next coin. I can't tell you what it is by looking at the front of it, but I can tell you that it is from Albania. In 1926, designed by an Italian engraver. Tell me what we're looking at and why these foreign coins that people might find may have value, and some will and some won't. What do you think?
Well, this is a very popular coin because of its design, again, and it's something that I like to underscore here is that collecting coins is a lot like collecting art. And, you know, just looking at the die work again here, the artistic beauty of it is something that's amazing. And that's why this is a very popular coin to sell. It's also King Zog there from Albania, which I like his name. So that's kind of fun. But that coin is also a very popular seller. and something that retails for around $500.
Very interesting. All right, the next coin is one that I'm very interested in. It's a $20 gold piece from the United States, minted in 1927. It was commissioned originally by Teddy Roosevelt. He would never have seen this coin, however, because he died in January of 1919. I'm sure you knew that. So therefore, this coin is beautiful. How long were these things? St. Gaudens, I've heard it. I've never touched one. Tell me about this.
He did actually get to see the coin. They were first issued in 1907, actually during his presidency. And they were commissioned by Augustus St. Gaudens, who passed away before the first coins came out. So the artist that made them didn't get to see it. These would spend for $20 back at that time. And this has about an ounce of gold in it. Retails for around $2,100 right now. But again, another example of just the beautiful designs that we created in the U.S. at one point.
So like you taught me a while back, you could buy a good suit and maybe a meal with a $20 gold piece in 1907. A $20
bill. Absolutely. This is the...
Not worth
this is the actual example of that.
Yeah, there you go. $20 St. Gaudens gold piece. They are beautiful. And a buffalo nickel. Most people have seen buffalo nickels. Oftentimes they're rubbed smooth because the date disappears. This one's a bit different. We've got about 30 seconds. What about buffalo nickels or this one in particular?
Well, this is the popular 1937 three-legged buffalo. You can see if you look closely there that the foreleg of the buffalo is missing. That's due to basically a mint technician grinding off the dies to kind of extend the die life a little bit, and he got a little bit overzealous and ground off that front leg.
What?
And that makes it a very popular collectible.
Yeah.
They finished out the die run there, made about 10 or 20,000 of those, and because of that, a very valuable coin.
Tom Coulson, I've got to run. Liberty Coin Service, you can look him up online. Tom Coulson, a wealth of information. If you've got something in your drawer, you don't know what it is, give Tom a call. Also, drop us a note, coins@stevegruber.com. What you've got in your drawer, we can talk about sometime soon. Tom, thank you very much. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.